I'm DB Sidhu along with Mark Vandermeer for Vandermeer's View for Sunday's game against Jacksonville. Mark is very excited about his Friday inspirational tweet. Would you like to tell us about it?
Well, I'm not that excited about it, but I got to tell you, my Friday tweets have turned into, you know, it's football season, it's Friday. Despite the record, we're still very excited about a football game every weekend because before you know it, football season will be over. And I know this team has to go through a lot of changes and everything, but guess what? We got a game with the Jags. Let's get fired up for this one and end the madness.
Let's end the madness indeed. And last year, a year ago, what was that all about? The offensive shootout. It's been a tough series, to say the least, with the Jaguars.
Well, it's interesting because the Texans are ahead in the series 13-9. This is their best record against the divisional opponents. They're not as good against the Colts historically or the Titans. So Jacksonville comes in here after last year taking the team into overtime deep. And you know, it's always a weird matchup. Weird things happen in this series. It's kind of Twilight Zone-ish. Remember the Hail Mary back in 2010? Gary Kubiak goes for it 4th-and-1 in his own territory in 2006. There are numerous other examples, and I think you expect the unexpected when you play the Jaguars, and I'm hoping for good things.
One thing we can't expect for Sunday's game, Case Keenum gets the start. Some things are working on with him this week. What do you think will be different in Sunday's game?
Well, aside from the passing game, and I have to teach him to handle the blitz better and all of that, and some of those things that led to them actually putting Matt Schaub in the game last week, what they're trying to do this week is run the football a whole lot better than they have been. Ben Tate did average 4.6 per carry last week, but they need consistency. They can't have negative plays in the running game. At the end of the game, 3rd-and-1 at the 2, they go backwards. First running play of the second half, they go backwards. They can't have that. They have to go plus, and let Keenum make big plays off the run game. So look for an emphasis on the ground attack.
Last week against Oakland, special teams had a really big game. What do they need to do to sustain that this week?
You know, I think it's playing clean, DB. It's avoiding penalties. You know, you saw the big punt return out of Keyshawn Martin. Randy Bullock, you know, he was sick before the game. You know, he was kind of losing his cookies in a trash can on the sideline. Sorry for the graphic depiction, semi. But he had a great game. He was 3 for 3. You know, and this is a guy who a lot of people thought might be gone after a bad performance a couple of weeks ago. I think Randy Bullock, it's going to be interesting to see him evolve from here. He's got to stay consistent somehow, get on a hot streak.
Hopefully you're not the one losing your cookies before Sunday's game, Mark.
Or after, okay? That's the key. I want to feel good after the game, so let's look for that.
Yeah, even more importantly, that's Mark Vandermeer. I'm DP Sidhu, Vandermeer's View. Check out all of our stuff on HoustonTexans.com.